844-949-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
The Audrey Yates trial, as you know, has moved into the defense phase. Russell Yates was on the stand today. He is the wife of Andrea. He's the wife. He's the husband of Andrea Yates. He described his wife's earlier suicide attempts and her history of mental illness. And we have with us psychologist Dr. Jim Sadler, who is in Houston this evening and joins us from Houston, Texas, site of the Yates trial. What do you think they have in mind, the defense? Are they trying to paint the woman? Obviously, they're trying to paint the woman as being insane. Just how crazy do they say she is?
Phil, they are trying to paint her as insane. It is a temptation to think that way, but I want to focus on something that's very important about this trial, if I could, and that is the invasive nature of it and the fact that they're prying into family business.
Prying into family business?
Well, Phil, here's a woman who had an insight, whether it's correct or incorrect. She had an insight. She felt that her children could possibly grow up bad. She took care of it before she felt another Jeffrey Dahmer or a Ted Bundy. I think we need to understand the woman for not allowing the potentiality for sociopaths to enter the world. The key to the nature of these children are the names, the biblical names.
Now, wait a minute. I want to be clear. You're buying what she said about her kids possibly being evil or growing up in an evil world?
So we have the Yates. Why is this husband standing behind his wife so firmly? Why is he backing her up? She killed his children. Why would he back her up?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I do, because he knows if it wasn't for her and her handiwork, there's a chance those children would have grown up being a burden to society. So why are we butting into the private affairs of a mother and a husband and the rearing of their children?
It's not the rearing of their children. The woman killed these kids. You call the trial of Andrea Yates us butting into her private affairs. She killed them, right?
Well, it was a judgment call after...
How's the killing of five kids a judgment call?
Phil, I'm telling you what I heard this woman say earlier, and that is she was afraid, and if I'm hearing the transcript properly, she was afraid the children could grow up to be Jeffrey Dahmer. And after all of her rearing with the children, after all her time and trouble, she knew that in 10 years or 5 years, possibly a police car would be pulling up in front of the house, telling them her son had stabbed an altar boy or raped a nun or whatever they do. We don't know, but let me tell you, who does know, Phil? A mother knows.
So you're telling me somehow the murder of these kids is justified?
I'm saying that were I her defense attorney and were I her psychiatrist, I would say there is reasonable doubt, because it's possible that Andrea Yates felt in the long run she was doing all of us a favor by drowning these kids so that they don't grow up to rape or steal. Now, I realize that, there's an old saying.
So she thought she was doing society a favor because her kids could grow up to become criminals? I thought I heard somebody say on the prosecution team, or someone who was associated with this case, said that she thought the world was evil and that she was trying to save her children from that.
Well, she might have saved that, but she might have said that, or she might have said that her kids were evil. She could be saving our lives by killing those children. But I think the most important thing is that that these children are the domain of this woman. And there's an old saying...
I can't believe you're on here saying that she had a right to kill her kids because they could have grown up sick.
There's an old saying, mother knows best. And when she looks at what's best for her children, sometimes death is what's best.
Well, doctor, do you think society has a right to intercede when... Don't talk to me about whether it's mother knows best. Do you think that society has a right to intercede when the lives of innocents are involved?
So I'm a feminist. And that 1973 Roe versus Wade answered that very well. It was a landmark decision in which women were given rights over their own bodies. Andrea Yates, these five children came out of her body, so by extension, and reading the Supreme Court ruling liberally, I believe Roe versus Wade can be invoked here. And that,
oh, so this is a woman's right to choose abortion?
It's a woman's right to control her fertility. It's not, technically, it's not abortion. Technically. But it is a woman's right to choose when and how her children, whether they stay alive or not. I don't know how it works, but...
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Dr. Jim Sadler is in Houston talking about Andrea Yates and defending what she did.
Phil, please, I'm not defending what she did. I am acting...
All right, you're taking the part... You're saying it's understandable what she did.
I think coming from her political point of view, perhaps.
And you're saying also that the fact that she killed her five kids is protected in Roe versus Wade.
This is a woman trying to control her fertility. And women have been trying to control fertility for thousands of years.
Even 5 to 7 years after she has them.
What did your mother say? As long as you live under my roof, you abide by my rules, all right? So as long as those children chose to live at home, they have to live under her rules, even if it means that they've got a... One of the rules is that they get killed. See, the state is... Let me tell you something.
Look, I think that Roe versus Wade, and I'm not an attorney, okay?
Well, neither am I, Phil, but I am a doctor, and I deal with women's fertility issues.
But you're calling this a fertility issue.
It was a woman choosing to terminate her pregnancy, and she was very sadly late.
Like she decided to have an abortion 7 years too late.
Let me tell you why I feel this way, Phil. It comes from my own life. I came from...
No, but I want to be clear. Is that right?
In a manner of speaking, I came home from work one day, and I saw my wife beating our youngest son with a knotted electrical cord. I had a choice to make.
This happened?
Yes, sir, it did.
So your wife is beating your youngest son with a knotted electrical cord.
That is correct. And I had a choice to make. Do I stop her or do I back her up? Now, when you put it that way, it's an easy decision. You back up your wife, the one you married. Let me tell you something. Who's the one giving it up for you at night, right? It's not your kid, it's your wife. So, and have you seen a picture of my wife?
I'm sorry, sir. No, I...
You ought to. She could make a bishop break a stained glass window. She's fine.
All right, so you're going to stand by and watch your son get beaten?
It's her. She's the mother. She's got the right to choose. That's the whole right. Don't you know about right to choose? So she's got a right to choose. And the other thing, too, I can tell you, my wife was angry with her own mother one day when we walked into a nursing home that she was in. My wife had tied her own mother up in a wheelchair using a bungee cord and was going to push her down some stairs because she'd seen Kiss of Death with Richard Widmark. You got a choice to make. Do you intercede or do you don't?
And you don't intercede because she gives it up good at night.
It's a woman's right to choose.
Andrea Yates, hold the line here, Doc. 1-800-449-8686 with Dr. Jim Sadler. Andrea Yates on trial for the murder of her five kids. Sadler says that it's an extension of Roe versus Wade, a woman's right to choose. Now, abortion's one thing. Aborting your kid 7 years after he's been born. But apparently he thinks it's a privacy issue. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Jim Sadler, psychologist, he's at the Andrea Yates trial. You say that the woman had a right to kill her children?
I'm saying it's an instinct, Phil. I didn't say necessarily it's right. I said, but what business is it of ours if she decides she wants to control how many kids she's going to have? All these other women get to do it. Why can't she?
Because she drowned them 7 years after they were born.
Well, the fact still remains that she's the mother. She gets to decide what's right. Now, I don't know if your father ever said, as long as you live under this house.
Look, my father never said, as long as you live under this roof, I get to decide whether you live or die.
Well, he said you have to live by the rules.
Yes, he did.
What if that included him deciding that you were going to die?
I guess I'd have to submit. I don't know. I wouldn't have to like it, though. 1-800-449.
I just hope the defense team presents the right to kill defense before it's too late for Ms. Yates, because maybe if Mrs. Bundy and Mrs. Dahmer had had enough courage to use the right to kill, those people wouldn't be dead. Or I guess you would have been against Mrs. Dahmer killing a kid. Is that it?
Look, I never said...
Yeah, you would be. If Mrs. Dahmer wanted to kill a kid, you'd say, no, no, save Jeffrey's life so he can eat somebody's head. Jesus.
Well, I'm not saying that, okay?
Well, that's what it sounds like.
I'm not saying that... I don't know what I would have said to Mrs. Dahmer.
I'd say to Mrs. Dahmer, go ahead and kill the kid. Run him over with a Jeep. Run him over with a Jeep. I'd rather see Mrs. Dahmer kill Jeffrey Dahmer when he's a little tiny baby by running him over with a Jeep than have him grow up and eat someone's head what's in a refrigerator. Would you?
Well...
Would you or would you not?
All right, yes, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me go over here to Naylon on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Naylon.
Yeah, man, I got a problem with this. First off, you're not a genie. You can't predict the future. You can't tell what's going to happen. You call yourself a doctor?
Yes,
listen,
sir.
Don't talk over me, dude. You're an idiot.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
You call yourself a doctor.
At least I went to school.
Yeah,
you
wasted your time in school. Somebody paid good money to send you to school, and you've got no brains whatsoever. You got no common sense.
Oh, well, tell me about a genius.
You're
going to
kill somebody?
Tell me about a genius.
You're
going to
kill somebody.
Explain it
to me. That woman killed somebody. That woman killed somebody.
So Mrs. Bundy should have kept the kid alive. Is that it?
Yeah, she should have kept the kid alive. This
Bundy?
Is what you call, bro.
Mrs.
Are
Bundy?
You God?
Mrs.
You make
Bundy.
The decisions?
I would, when it comes to Bundy, I'd run him over with a Jeep.
You didn't know back then.
Yes, I know that Bundy killed a bunch of women.
You knew that Bundy was going to grow up and kill people, right? You knew that.
Have you been reading the newspapers?
Do what?
Did you read the newspaper where it said Bundy killed a bunch of women?
Yeah, I know about that.
Okay, then we
did
should
you know
have
that when
him.
He was a kid?
We should have killed him when he was a kid.
Did you know that when he was a kid? Did you know that's what he was going to do?
Our mother knows.
You don't got no divine intervention, Holmes. Let me tell you that.
A
mom
knows.
Ain't got no divine intervention neither.
Oh, wait
okay?
a second. A woman knows her children better than a father does.
Let me tell you Fathers something, dude.
Have you got kids?
No, I don't have kids,
well,
but I'm a kid
you,
myself.
You,
you know what?
You don't know nothing about it, okay? I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
I
know
kids.
Nothing about it.
I got two kids. My wife was beating my son with a knotted electrical cord one night, but I said, who am I to interfere?
I heard your story. It's retarded.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I have
what's
kids,
retarded
and
about?
I come home, and my wife's beating my kids. She better be prepared to get beaten. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to come home to my
so
wife drowned and my kids.
Women,
she'll be
huh?
drowned.
So now you beat up women. Is that it? So
yeah, that's right. If she's
point.
Beating up my kids, you're right. I'll go for mine.
What'd you do? It sounds like you shared a fajita plate with Bundy. You sure sound like you like him.
Yeah, I love him to death. I don't like you. You're a retard. You're an idiot.
Yeah, okay. Well, you'd probably rather share a fajita plate with Bundy.
Look,
okay.
The guy asked you a question. How would you know back when Bundy was a kid whether he was going to kill a bunch of women?
The
Thank
mother
you.
Always knows. On a counter, that's why they say mother knows best. Now you take these five kids that this Yates brought, the Yates...
You know, this guy's right. You don't sound like a doctor
abroad.
Either.
What's that?
Now she's abroad. Now, you got all the love for women,
you
but
know,
now
you
she's abroad.
You got all kinds of love for Bundy and Yates. You love them all. I bet you want to take them out for a fajita platter.
Y'all got to be kidding me. This
what is it with you?
Y'all got some whack on the show.
No, I'm talking about how a woman's sense about her children is rarely wrong. She sensed something about these kids. They were bad seed. They were all wrong. She knew it. She knew that there was surveillance cameras on her. She knew that she had to act fast. Otherwise, the jig was up.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, you're saying the woman's
ask me
not...
anything.
They're trying to plead that the woman was insane, correct?
I believe that's their defense.
Okay, so how can she make a straight call on whether or not the kids are going to grow up? If she's got this idea in her head, she's insane.
Everybody thinks she's nuts, so they might as well go that way.
Well, okay,
if she's not nuts, then she deserves the death penalty. No, she doesn't deserve the death penalty.
She doesn't deserve...
She has the right to control her own fertility.
You're talking about this as if it's a Roe versus Wade birth control situation.
It is.
She wasn't having kids. is she already had the kids. They were grown, dog.
They weren't
embryos.
It was birth control.
Let me ask you a question.
What do you know about it? You've never had a kid.
I don't need to have kids.
You never had a kid.
This, dude. It's plain and simple. Law, homeboy. Law. Okay?
Don't talk to me now. You're a Negro.
Shut your mouth. It ain't got nothing to do with Negroes. You ain't got nothing to do with that.
It's pro-choice. Do you know about pro-choice?
Yeah, I know about pro-choice. That's before you have the baby, you retard.
Hey, it's about a woman having the right to choose.
What, the right to choose whether she drowns her kids?
Not to kill her kid.
If a society would keep their nose out of a woman's private right to choose, the Fourth Amendment would be upheld.
Let me tell you something.
What?
You say she doesn't deserve the death penalty, correct?
No, she does not deserve the death penalty.
Let me tell you what
Jeffrey Dahmer deserved the death penalty.
Are you going to talk over me or am I going to talk? You're an educated man.
Jeffrey Dahmer deserved the death penalty, but you want to go have a fajita platter.
Will you shut up with that?
All of a sudden, the doctor doesn't know how to speak.
What are you talking about?
You going to talk over people? You ain't going to let nobody talk?
You haven't said nothing that's made no sense.
I'll tell you what makes sense. You know what that woman deserves? To be drowned like her little kids were.
Oh, that's just great.
Yeah,
you and 100 million other talk show callers. You know what we really need in this society?
We need more doctors like you, retard.
We need to take Bundy and Dahmer and drown them and not have them going over to your house for a beer and a hamburger.
I'll tell you what the difference between me and you is, dude. Jeffrey Dahmer comes over to my house. He's getting one in the head, dude.
He ain't coming to my house with a fajita powder. How do you know? He didn't kill nobody. I thought you said we didn't know if he killed nobody or not.
Somebody comes into my house to get me, you're going to get it, partner.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What if she saved your sorry butt from being stabbed by one of these brats? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the
thought that maybe they were five?
Yeah.
Maybe the oldest one was five?
Exactly.
I don't think a five-year-old's going to stab me. I haven't been stabbed by a five-year-old.
Well, in 20 years, how old will you be in 20 years?
No, I don't know. Everybody's seen the movie Chucky, you know? Maybe that's what they were going to do.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute, okay? Hey, very funny. On stage. Anyway, is this amateur night? You know what?
Okay, look, Nalen, thank you for your call. And you're not making scientific arguments. You're baiting the audience.
I'm baiting the audience, Mr. Andrey, because not one of them has been able to effectively counter my argument that Andrea Yates, yes, admittedly and tragically, killed her children as a way of saving society from the potential that these kids could be sociopaths and therefore stab old women or break into the apartments of the elderly and rifle their clothing. So this is what we're talking about.
1-800...
You told me your mother is retired.
Yes.
You want them breaking in and rifling through her clothing?
What do you mean, rifling through her clothing? I don't understand.
I'm talking about invading the...
Just hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Jennifer, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that his whole thing about the right to choose and terminating a pregnancy, you need to look up what pregnancy is, because pregnancy is while that baby is still in your womb.
I didn't say pregnancy.
Yes, you did.
No, I said she's terminating the baby. It's during an extended pregnancy.
There is no extended pregnancy. Once the baby's out, that's it. The baby's born.
But so you don't believe in her right to choose?
Yeah, before the baby's born. Do you have a dictionary handy?
You know something? I said this is an extension of pro-choice.
There is no...
And I don't see why a woman can't decide after the fact.
Because it's murder.
What if you made a mistake?
Then you give the kid up for adoption. You don't kill him.
Well,
the Supreme Court decided long ago, way before Roe versus Wade.
Now, once again, I'm talking to somebody that doesn't have any children. Am I right? Yep, I'm right.
Actually, no, you're wrong. I do have children. Thank you very much.
I knew I was right.
No, she said she. I do have children. No, she says she has children.
She said she had children?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you had children, but you don't have them anymore.
She has children now.
See?
Yes.
So you don't have them anymore, though.
I have children now.
Did you drown them?
She didn't drown them. She doesn't have... You've got kids now, right, Jennifer?
Yes, I do.
You said she doesn't have kids.
She's got kids!
What do you do when your kid sticks a pencil in one of the cat's eyes? Quick, think.
At party?
Yeah, yep, you drown them.
1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler on why Andrea Yates should be let off. It was pro-choice. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with us from Houston, and he's talking to us about the Andrea Yates trial. It is his scientific opinion that Andrea Yates was killing her kids as a way of exercising her right to choose. Additionally, she might have thought her kids were dangerous to society and was doing us all a favor by killing them the way Mrs. Bundy and Mrs. Dahmer should have killed their kids. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to David. David, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you believe that women have the right of divine intervention over life and death after a child's been born?
Not divine intervention, no.
Well, you're saying that they have the right to execute their children if they don't believe that they're being brought up right?
I'm saying no. I don't think that the bringing them up right is what we're talking about. She was bringing them up right, but they were still bad.
They were still bad. Well, isn't that the parents' job to take care, to make sure that the children are...
Well, there's only so much you can do. Mrs. Dahmer wasn't going to be able to keep Jeffrey Dahmer from eating people's heads.
We're not talking about Dahmer, though. The Dahmer case is gone.
This is an entirely different basket
of eggs.
And it's what Mr. Hendry won't listen to. What if we killed Dahmer when he was four? Everything would have been fine.
You don't have a crystal ball.
How do you know whether Dahmer,
But everything would have been... Let me tell you something. When I was a kid, my brother... Boy, this is going to be tough to talk about. I haven't talked about this in a long time. My brother...
Well, you're finding it easy to talk about really
my brother,
nasty, foolish things.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about something that's pretty difficult.
You're saying that somebody has the right to go out and kill their own children.
If she decides that that's what's best for the child.
So you're saying it's okay for your wife to kill your children.
You believe in butting into other people's business. Is that it?
Ultimately, that's what this woman did. She butted into five other lives.
When I was a boy, my mother and father, we had a difficult time with my brother.
So they should have executed him, is what you're saying.
I'll tell you, I'll go you one better. They pushed him out of a moving car.
Well, you obviously come from a sick family.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Your wife beats your children. Your parents push your brother out of moving cars. What is wrong? You come from a dysfunctional family.
I back up my wife and I backed up my parents. I'm a loyal member.
Oh, my God, buddy. Like, you should really tape record
yourself
and listen to what you're saying.
So your mother never said, brought you into this world and I can take you out. Did she ever say
that? No. You know what? My parents love me, and that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm doing well in life.
My mother used to start every day with
by
a phrase.
By threatening you?
By saying, I brought you into this world and I
by
can take you out of it.
So I didn't take it
as a threat. I thought it was very endearing.
Oh,
how is that endearing?
Is endearing?
How is that endearing?
Because it let me know that she was the reason that I was there. And
you
all
got
of
one
her hard
sense of reason.
You know, you've got a lot of judgment to make on my family. Where are you from?
Well, that's not the issue right now.
Yeah,
you know what?
But
we're talking about someone who's gone out and murdered five people.
Five people, and your mother who pushed your brother out of a moving car.
And you're standing behind these people?
I'm saying that when my mother pushed my brother out on the freeway...
The freeway.
No, I'm saying that my family knew a peace it had never known before.
I'd say they know. Oh man,
question.
I'm listening to this. What you're saying, and you just don't make sense.
I'm making all the sense.
I got a question. Has your mother been prosecuted for pushing your brother out of a moving car?
Well, he didn't die.
Well, where what happened to him?
He moved out.
Prosecuted for attempted murder.
Well, she's dead now, unless you want to dig her up, too.
Oh, my
God. The fact is, David, that in my life, I have seen true love. And when I came home that night and I saw my wife shoving my son's head into the toilet, I had a decision to make.
buddy, you make the phrase love is blind really up front, because you know what? You must be absolutely blind mentally.
Are you married?
See what the hell is going on.
I tell you what I'll do, David. Give me your address. I'll send you a picture of my wife.
Buddy, you know what? Talking to you is enough contact.
No, you got to look at the piece of ass that I got for a wife. You'll know exactly.
If that's the biggest thing in your life, you've got problems.
No, the biggest thing in my life isn't my wife, it's her breasts. Okay, I'm talking about $40,000.
Oh, so here we go. This is what it's all about, your wife's big boobs.
She could kill 8 kids.
What?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Biggest thing in my life isn't my wife, it's her breasts. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, if you haven't heard yet, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD is now available. It's called Bring It, and it can be purchased right on our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Just head on over to the philhendryshow.com website or call, and this number is toll-free, 1-877-616-7445 to order. This year's CD is filled to the brim with some of the best bits of the year 2001. We've got the classic Pastor William Renick bit, Werewolf, Don't Ever Say That Word, and, of course, a real tearjerker, one for the entire family, Mother's Day Lube. Yes, it's all there. And remember that all the proceeds from our CD goes to help the kind people over at My Friend's Place, a wonderful charity set up to help troubled youth in Hollywood. For just $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, you can enjoy some of the best stuff of the year 2001. What a great gift for the Phil Hendry fan in your life, whether it's for Easter, whether it's for confirmation, whether it's for Flag Day, whether it's for Arbor Day, whether it's for the 4th of July, whether it's for graduation, maybe it's a divorce gift, maybe it's a parting see you later baby gift, whatever. Head on over and pick it up on the Phil Hendry Show website or by calling 877-616-7445 to order. I'm curious, who, when people get a divorce or separate from living together, who gets the Phil Hendry CDs? Like that's a big secret. And take this crap with you, is probably what she says. Okay, this is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. That last bit, by the way, was performed almost entirely by me. I was the voice of Dr. Jim Sadler, and I was also playing the part of me, Phil Hendry. Somebody made the comment today, well, when you say that you're Phil Hendry, who are you? Because we know you're the guy that does the voice. But sometimes, like, new listeners will hear me say the last character was played by Phil Hendry, and, of course, I was playing myself. They say, well, who's Phil Hendry? Well, that's me. Many people say, well, don't talk too much about it because you'll give it away. Well, no. I mean, there's no such thing, in other words, as painting a masterpiece and not signing your name to it. Okay. Now that, what you just heard us do, is probably the third or fourth bit we've done concerning the Andrea Yates trial. Is it tasteless to try to turn that into something funny? Well, we weren't really turning it, the Andrea Yates situation, into something funny. It was the reaction of the people in the audience to a premise that was funny. But there really isn't much you can do with the Andrea Yates trial. If you're doing a talk show right now, I don't care who you are or what you are, there's nothing you can do with that trial. What are you going to talk about? See, talk radio, one of the things about doing a format like this, forget about doing a show like the one that I do. Nobody does a show like this. Doing a show like this show necessitates twisting a particular news item for the purposes of lampooning the audience. Not for the purposes of finding any illumination in the story. Because there's nothing to talk about with regard to the Andrea Yates story. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing. Take my word for it. Just take my word for it. What are you going to talk about? Whether she's guilty or not? Let's start there, okay? Yeah. All right, moving on. Now what are you going to talk about? Is she nuts? Gee, I don't know. No, I don't think she's nuts. Well, I think she is nuts. Well, okay, that's great. That took about 2 minutes. Now, we still got 57 minutes left in the hour. What else do you want to talk about with the Andrea Yates trial? How about this? Is it right for a woman to kill her kids or not? No, I don't think so. Really? Give us a call. What do you think? You got to be putting me on. If you can get more than 5 minutes worth of material out of the Andrea Yates story by doing a conventional talk show, then you are a genius. You're a genius. You're the greatest. But you know what? You can't. I don't know anybody that can. The only guy that can do a solid hour of something, well, not a solid hour. What did we do? We did about 40 minutes. We did about 40 minutes of something approaching interesting about the Andrea Yates trial, and that was us. Otherwise, there is absolutely nothing to talk about. And also, as long as we're on the subject, I hate to break the news for you guys who are getting your shows together for later on tonight. There ain't nothing to talk about with this poor little Van Damme girl either. She's dead. They got some guy in custody. It's a terribly tragic story. If you try jawjacking that, you are in serious need of something to do. You're in serious need of a date. Well, what are you going to talk about with that story?
Gee, did the police act fast enough? Maybe they have the wrong guy. Do you think that whole thing, should people own mobile homes? I think and look at this guy bought all that bleach and washed out the inside of his van. I think you need to have a driver's license or some kind of, you got to be 18 years or older to get bleach.
All right, we're going to take a flashback here. Notice I said we're going to take a flashback because in many ways I do consider it something excretory. We're now going to take a flashback from yesterday's show. Here's Doug Danger as performed by me from yesterday's show talking about some crap.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Hey, what I want to tell this guy is, you know, this is a free country. I should be able to walk into what?
I ought to be able to have a conversation without having your bad band.
Walk on by,
head,
buddy.
You know?
If you don't like it, walk on by. Don't pay the money to walk in. I paid the money to walk in to listen to that type of music. If you don't like it.
Wait a minute. You paid the money to walk in to listen to what kind of music?
Any club I want to walk into, I go into any church I want to. If I want to listen to the music, I'll listen to it.
Let me ask something. How come most of the people are not dancing in these so-called clubs that are for music?
Well, they're not dancing with me because I'm not there, buddy. I'd be dancing in there.
Nobody can answer that question.
I invite you to come in any club I walk into and I go to. You get up with me and you walk into any club with me you want to and you see the people dancing, buddy. I challenge you.
I'll see the people dancing. There's about 30% of the people are dancing. The rest of them are sitting and talking, hello.
Okay.
I don't know what club you're walking into,
is
but I walk into
their
a club
right
where there's
a United
music.
States citizen? Is that right? Their right?
It's my right to have a conversation.
That's what
and have
that's
a white wine and a beet salad.
The United States Constitution is the backbone
of
this country.
Let me tell you something. I got a right to have a white wine and a Caesar salad, and some guy's up there with his bad band. I get to unplug that amp. I want to have a conversation.
Is it your amp? Did you pay for the amp?
I paid to get into
that
club.
That's his property.
Hey, look at the two-step, by the way, Greg. Doesn't count as dancing, all right?
Well, two-step. Well, I don't know the two-step.
Yeah, sure.
I know.
So anyway, look, I'm a gay man.
Let's talk about it, buddy.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist,
all right? If I can't walk into any country I want to walk into,
you walk into any country.
If I can't walk into any club I want to walk into,
I'm a gay man.
I should be in Afghanistan myself. This is a free country.
This is a free country.
You are the reason.
I ought to be able to have a conversation at a beet salad with that.
What is it with you and a beet salad?
You want to talk about Afghanistan. If you're in Afghanistan, are they going to beat your behind because you're listening to music?
I'm not talking about Ben and Becky Sue over a pool table. I'm talking about a club.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about being a gay man and a gay journalist.
Then talk about being a gay man and be a gay journalist. What have you ever written? Tell me what you've written.
You know I'm gay man,
I'm
right?
The biggest reader in the world, my friend. Tell me what you've written.
I write for the Orange County. I wrote. I've been there.
I wrote Double Back. Like you told the other guy, maybe you want to go to school a little bit longer and you won't study. You won't stutter too bad.
What are you talking about stuttering? I ain't stuttering, son. What are you doing? What is? Do
what
that
you
again.
Did.
What kind of problem you got?
Nothing.
I'm not
I got
writer,
a problem
okay?
with somebody.
I wrote Double Back. I wrote Time in Hades. I wrote a review of the DeBarge and all them.
DeBarge?
Men at Work.
Who's DeBarge?
Yeah, see, what
you
do you know
the
about music,
DeBarge,
man?
Men at Work?
Yeah.
Deal.
Okay.
What'd you write?
What did I write? I wrote a thing about it.
I wrote a couple things, a couple books.
Okay.
We're not talking about me right
now. Are they
not
a band?
We're talking about
Saddle Up. Are they not a band? Would you not walk into a place and listen to men at work?
No, I would not.
Then why are you writing about it?
Because they stink.
They stink.
Look, I'll tell you right now, as a gay man and as a gay...
But wait, all right, the gay man and the gay journalist...
What I do agree with is this is your opinion. This is your opinion.
I wrote a book about Judy Garland.
And opinions are just like buttholes, buddy. We all got one.
Yeah, but it depends on...
Until you realize that you can't walk into a place...
It depends on what you're putting in it.
And force your opinion on someone else.
Look, I'm sure...
That's communist.
I got
a
book.
Communism.
I got a book you'd be interested in, all right? I wrote a book. It's a biography of Judy Garland.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, man?
No.
All right, okay.
I almost everything, but yeah. Judy Garland, this is not it.
That's not your thing?
No, but look, dude, man, just because you're a homosexual,
you wanna
that don't mean jack. That don't mean they give you the right to walk in a place and unplug an amp.
Being a homosexual, I'm the only one with the guts to walk in and unplug. I'm the only guy that had the guts to unplug Russell Crowe. Somebody should have done that years ago.
You unplug what?
You know,
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I walked
in
and plugged his band.
You have guts. Yeah, you got guts to be with the man. That's guts.
That's
right. Guts.
Yeah, I walked up to Russell Crowe and I said, shut your bad band down. He just about wet his pants.
Oh, bull crap.
Yeah, exactly. Bull
All right,
crap.
Listen.
Russell Crowe's a bad man. I appreciate you letting me talk.
I'm a great man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, great.
Bill Hendricks. Flash.
Oh, yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Steve, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I know you're probably going to, you know, get to go home and watch this on tape, but I just want to let you know about 15 minutes ago on the E! Entertainment, you know, that whole deal.
Oh, yeah?
Red Carpet from the Grammys, they did their feature on you.
Red Carpet from the Grammys, they did a feature on us on the
Grammys? Well, within their show. I mean,
oh, did they?
Special that they're doing, but yeah.
You know, I remember when they did the interview, I didn't know when that was going to take place, so thank you very much.
Tonight, yeah, and in fact, it was the thing about the lap dancing, and I remember seeing that, you know, hearing that a couple of weeks ago, so now I got to see it, too.
Oh, did they have that?
They did. They had a little bit of doing the character, and it was great.
Did you dig it?
Yeah.
Had you ever seen me do the show before?
I have not.
So that was a little taste for you there as to how it looks and feels and sound, you know, and everything.
Yep.
Oh, did you see it? Okay.
It was awesome.
Oh, well, thank you very much for alerting us to that, Steve, because I'm dialing around a little bit right now. Craig thought that I went by it. There it is. The true Hollywood story. Phil Hendry. What a fag. Here it is.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a big picture of me with a glass of milk. Who is that? Oh, no, that's Mama Cass Elliott. I thought it was me. All right, man. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Bye-bye. What the hell is this? This isn't the E. This is E, Red Carpet from the Grammys. This is about Mama Cass.
This is the West Coast feed.
Oh, this is the West Coast feed. Oh, we got the West Coast feed of E, and it's a... Well, whatever. But E did come in and... E did come in and they did an interview with us. Yes, they did done. And the lady who interviewed me, oh, she wasn't the reporter, though, that interviewed me. That was the producer. But it was fun. It was, and the, you know, when you do a television, let me just say this. I look like living hell on TV. I've been very fortunate that some people have wanted to come and interview me and talk about our show. We're very fortunate, and we're very blessed, and we're very grateful. The bad part of all of that is I look like living hell on television. I have a big, fat, bloated munchkin kisser with the bald, gleaming head and the bad Hawaiian shirts. And then they interviewed me, and I thought, well, this time out, I'm going to try to look like I'm a living, breathing human being and not just a fat, bloated corpse floating in a ditch. So I tried to have my eyes wider, and I was looking at the interviewer, and I was trying to be animate. I don't know if you remember, Janice. And I was, yes, uh-huh. Well, what are the things that I do? And I was trying to be glib and vivacious and lively and spirited and moist. And I don't know if it came across or not. Because the interview that I did with the very fine people at Fox, very great, and the guys at Channel 5, all great, I go home and I look at them, and I look like one of those Silence of the Lamb corpses, just bloated and fit, like the guy from Seven, you know? So I'm working on it. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. That number again,